Another beautiful day in Advent as we prepare ourselves for what, Mary Gardner? We're in Advent, we're preparing our hearts for what? What do you think? To not die. That's a great depth of philosophy on that, and theology on heaven, preacher, and hell. And yes. What do you think? Jesus. For what? Is that fun? I can see. Help you wake up very quickly, and myself. What do you think? What's coming up? Come on, kindergarten. Okay, thank you. Gosh, finally. Christmas, right? We're in Advent, we're getting ready for Christmas. I wanted to say thank you for all of you. Our teachers, Jerry. What did you guys have? What is it, Thursday today? Is it Tuesday, 6:30 at Bacchus? What were you doing? Thanks for your hands. What do you think? The Christmas pageant. Did you ever notice that I said, when I was praying, I said the play, and I actually said the plague? I kind of did it quietly, because I just had a nap, so my aphasia was a little off. It was not a plague, it was a play or a pageant. Thank you. And I want to hear your thoughts, because I heard so many great thoughts from your parents and grandparents. And I think it gets better and bigger every year. We have more people every year that I've been with. And what was your favorite song that you sang? Because I want to share that for two reasons. One, singing is, like St. Augustine said, to sing is to pray twice. And you all have, not everyone, many of you, because I'm all right. But when you sing well, that's beauty. It is beauty. And even if you can't sing that well, it's still beauty, because God gave you a voice to sing. And if it's not the best sounding thing, give it back to Him. That's what He gave you. Use it. All right? All right, what was your favorite song that you sang at the play? Yes. Joy to the World. Yes, it's a classic.
Miles and miles we traveled.
Say it again.
Miles and miles we traveled.
Miles and miles we traveled.
Mhm.
Nice. What do you think? Say it again. No vacancy. That was pretty good. Oh, if you didn't see it. That was great. Yeah, sorry. You know, Jack. We don't have a place for you. Yep. Silent Night. Yes. And again, getting ready is a good way for us to prepare our hearts for the real Christmas, right? There's one other one that I hadn't heard it before, which was my favorite, but I need to remember what it was. Mary, yes. Say it again. You were right. Joy to the World, yeah. Something about changing, like God does. What was that one?
Change things around.
Change things around. Change things around. Did I say that correct? Change. God changes things around. That was my favorite. I hadn't heard that. Maybe I have, but I'm old, and, you know. But the whole image in my heart. Your principal is told us yesterday, the teachers too, he's been singing that in his mind. Because it's a great song. And it is in our thoughts when I heard that, and that's beauty from, again, from John Faith and your teachers helping you. And that's a powerful message that God has changed things. When Jesus Christ was born, and again, we know that happened. We're still preparing our hearts to remember that changed the whole world, up and down, right? What else did he say?
up and down. Exactly. That's what Jesus did when he was born. So a couple things in our readings today, very quickly, about a similar teaching. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Let them make known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. I mean, what's going on? Well, things are changing. God is changing. And then the very first reading in Isaiah, I am the Lord your God who grasps your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. When we're with God, when we're with Jesus, we don't have to fear, and he will change things. So again, thank you again for that great, great pageant on Tuesday with our students, and a great community event with our families, our brothers and sisters, and really, really that type of art is worshiping God of your talent. So thank you. So please stand and we'll offer our intercession.